Faith Matters, I'd like to begin with probably the most famous and most competent and best novelist of the 19th century, a statement of Fyodor Dostoevsky in his brilliant novels that deal with the question of God. And even secular writers admit that he is just among the best. Dostoevsky puts on the lips of his characters a lot of his thoughts about the whole matter of God and human life. And in one spot, I'm just summarizing his thought here. I don't have the whole passage, and it might be a bit too long to cite it. I will summarize it. Dostoevsky says that everyone worships something. Either it's the real God, or it substitutes for the real God, which then become, for the one who doesn't worship the real God, the substitutes become little idols. And in that sense, everybody has one or two or three central focuses in human life. So some people who reject God are focused on pleasure, licit and or illicit. Others focus on power. Others focus on money. Avarice, just want more money, even though $1 billion is so much money, you can't spend it on yourself if you want to, especially if you're a 10 times billionaire. And so on, so that everybody is focusing on something in human life. And I haven't given you the complete list of what the focuses might be. And so in that sense, Dostoevsky says, everybody kneels to something, bends the knee, either to the real God or to substitutes. And you'll notice that a person who really rejects God has got other things that are the center of his life. And this is why some people are so abusive of other people. I am the center, and it's got to be what I want to do, or my pleasure, or my power, or my vanity, or whatever it happens to be. And in that sense, Dostoevsky said, there are not really any atheists. They are idolaters, because they are worshiping idols. Whether the idol is any one of these capital sins, I've mentioned a couple of them, a few of them. And so Dostoevsky is quite right that there are no atheists, really, in that sense. We worship the genuine God or substitutes idols. It is our glory and our privilege to be able to worship our real God, who is our salvation.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Duvet for his series, St. John of the